We're joined on the phone now by Michael Nordskog. He just wrote a book called The Opposite of Cold, The Northwoods Finnish Sauna Tradition. It's illustrated with photography by Aaron Hautala and published by the University of Minnesota Press. He's an attorney, writer, and editor and lives in Viroqua, Wisconsin. Hi, Michael.
Good evening, Anne.
How are you?
I'm doing really well, and hello to Cook County.
Hello, Cook County. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Your book is so beautiful. I have to say, I think it's a rather unusual mix of a book that has beautiful enough photography to be a coffee table book, but it's got really rich text with stories and interesting history and anecdotes and facts, and it's really nicely done.
Thanks. I appreciate it. You mentioning that, because when I pitched the idea with Aaron Hautala, the photographer, to the U of M Press, I actually said, this is a really beautiful book that no one will ever read because the images are so nice. So I'm glad that you have made the exception to that.
It's really great. Well, anyway, how did you, and I know you grew up in Two Harbors.
Yeah, I'm a native of the North Shore, mm-hmm. and I remember fondly many football and basketball games as a kid up in Grand Marais.
Oh, there you go. How'd you come to write a book on sauna, Michael?
When back in the mid 1990s, my brothers and dad and I rehabilitated an old cedar log sauna at our family cabin up in Brimson, up in the interior of the Arrowhead near Two Harbors, and when I started out a writing career, kind of a moonlighting freelance thing, it was an early subject of interest for me. So I wrote a couple of articles about it, one for the Rake magazine in the Twin Cities and another for Lake Country Journal. As I started researching just how to put this sauna back together properly, and of course knowing some of that from experience, but there's a real rich history and it's, a deep, deep cultural tradition that I think is a very, very important part of living in the Lake Superior region.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as I mentioned, the book is just chock full of history and facts and, lots of lore about saunas. How did you research this book?
A lot of the subjects kind of emerged pretty obviously because they were, for instance, in Cokato, Minnesota, west of Minneapolis, about an hour, is a sauna that's preserved at a historical park there that the local Finnish-American organization has. And it's the oldest sauna in North America that we were able to find. And speaking to a lot of scholars, it's pretty clearly the oldest one that there's any public knowledge of.
Really?
So that obviously was going to be in there.
How old is it?
It dates back to just past the American Civil War.
Oh.
And that's surprising to people who know a lot about immigration history because Finns tended to come a bit later, usually, from the 1890s on into the 1920s is where mm-hmm. their immigration peaked. But there were some that came earlier and didn't necessarily work in the woods or the mines, which is another thing people think of when they think of Finnish immigrants to the mm-hmm. U.S. But there were some agricultural pioneers as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know sauna is very important to our area and that people in the past used their saunas a bit differently than we do now. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, a sauna on one of the old myths and myth in the sense that it was largely true, and it's something that a lot of families recite is that when an immigrant family came, they would build a sauna first on the property, and of course it was a small building they could inhabit easily and heat easily, and then ultimately it would become the bathhouse after they built their farmhouse. But in the meantime, and also going back to peasants in Finland, this warm room that you could heat really high was a place where babies were born and the dead were prepared. And in between, it had a lot of agricultural uses, like grains were dried in there and flax. And also you could smoke meats or, dry skins and that sort of thing in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I noted with pleasure that there are several Grand Marais and Cook County connections in your book. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we really focused in this book on looking at Lake Superior as sort of the heart of everything. And, of course, the reason for that is there are a lot of Finnish-American communities around Lake Superior, Thunder Bay and Duluth and, Houghton Hancock, the Upper Peninsula, have a lot of Finns. And so we looked around the North Shore a lot, of course, for subjects and wanted to be able to portray subjects that were close to the lake. And, of course, with the incredible amount of creative folks in your area and with North House, the folk school, is a great connection, and one of the saunas, I think it's one of the best pictures in the book, is a picture of a timber frame sauna that you can build in Peter Henriksen's course.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, and of course, the day we shot it, there's all these big cakes of ice beating up against the North Shore, and it really, I think, nailed down that opposite of cold feeling. We're building these hot rooms in order to, provide a buffer against that big blue lake.
Mm-hmm. That's great. If you just joined us, we're speaking with Michael Nordskog. He is the author of a new book called The Opposite of Cold, The Northwoods Finnish Sauna Tradition. Well, Michael, I have to tell you that we're having a little sauna gap in Grand Marais right now because during this last windstorm, part of the roof was torn off the public pool building.
Yeah, and that was one of the... I really enjoyed visiting the sauna in the municipal one in Grand Marais. And one chapter focuses on the commercial aspects of sauna. So we looked at some of the existing commercial saunas around the region. There used to be a lot of them.
Yeah, but tell us about them. The only one I know of that I've been to is the Ely one.
Yeah, Ely's certainly the best example. There's still one in Duluth. There's one in Marquette, Michigan. There's Kangas Sauna in Thunder Bay, which is a great setting. But I have to say, among all of those, I think the Grand Marais sauna really has it's such a vibrant part of the community. And I know Friday night is really a traditional sauna night. So my condolences to everybody out there who isn't getting a good roast, because I hear it's pretty chilly up there this weekend.
It's supposed to be warming up, but yeah, they're thinking it might be open in another month or so. So, of course, lots of folks listening have a sauna or love taking saunas. Do you think the sauna tradition is fading away, or do you think it's as strong as ever?
It's definitely not fading away. And the difference is, to a large degree, a lot of the sauna equipment that's sold in the U.S. now is, electric stoves for basement installations, and that's becoming increasingly popular around the country. I think when we use the word sauna in northern Minnesota and in the upper Midwest, to me anyway, it's not really, we're not talking about a room, we're talking about an outbuilding that has a wood-burning
yes.
stove. And that's really what we were looking at in the book, was to try to, preserve a lot of the details of that tradition. And that tradition is still going strong. I mean, people are still building them, and there are a couple of manufacturers of wood-burning stoves in northeastern Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. I noticed you talked about Lampa in Tower.
Yeah.
I have one of those.
Yeah, and there's also Spartan stoves near Gilbert or somewhere up in the range as well. And, of course, a lot of Finnish manufacturers, too, make some really beautiful high-end design sauna stoves.
Well, the photos in the book, as I mentioned, are so lovely and a really varied collection of saunas. Did you have a particular favorite that you saw?
I think in terms of the actual, the editorial interest, I think my favorite is near Marquette, Michigan, and there's a retired professor named John Sari from Northern Michigan University, who has rebuilt an old Savu sauna, which is the smoke sauna, the traditional form that they used prior to having a chimney that brought the smoke out of the building.
Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, you have this big stone hearth, and there's a cavity inside to build a fire within the hearth, but the smoke pours directly into the room, and you heat up the stones for hours. In John's case, it takes about 10 hours to get a proper bath ready, and then you let all the smoke clear out before anybody goes in. But there's so much, residual heat baked into those stones that you can produce steam for a couple hours afterwards.
Wow.
Yeah, so we didn't actually get to experience that. We did have a smoke sauna when we were in Finland. We traveled to Finland to record.
Oh, you did?
For the book as well, yeah. But that one really stands out. I think in terms of, elegance and beauty, we have several subjects designed by Duluth architect David Salmela that are just stunning, and they're really great rooms. You stand inside them and you get this sense of peace, and they're beautiful in their own right, and of course they have a great practical function as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, Michael, I think I mentioned to you that one of the reasons we wanted to talk to you tonight, because a sauna is all about home, and this is our Bringing It Home membership drive.
Yeah.
And you had told me something fun about where you live and your community.
Yeah, I my wife and I recently moved with our kids down to southwest Wisconsin in the Driftless area. We live near Viroqua, and we're proud to announce that we've only been on the air for about 6 weeks, but we have a new community station down here, WDRT, and everybody in the community talks about some of the other great stations like KAXE and WTIP in the region. So you folks are just blessed up there to have that, as are we now. But you have such a great body of programming built up there. And I was just thinking before the call about that, and thinking about the many Saturday nights up at our cabin in Brimson where I've had KAXE on in the other room, while we're throwing water on the rocks. It goes well together. It might be a good place for you to host one of your shows sometime. Maybe.
Hey, there you go. Good idea. Well, Michael, thank you so much. One last question is, how can people get this book?
This book is available in, bookstores everywhere now. It came out in late September, so it's readily available and online sources as well. If you want to learn a little bit more about it from our standpoint or see some pictures, visit theoppositeofcold.com and you'll see our Facebook page.
Okay, I bet it would be a lovely holiday gift.
It would be a great holiday gift, whether you have Finnish American ancestry or not. Just looking at it warms you up a little bit.
Well, Michael, thanks so much for your time tonight, and best of luck to you with your book.
Thank you very much, Anne.
Okay.